With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. 1 week out from Election Day, former President Trump delivered what his campaign called remarks to the press at his private club and residence in Palm Beach, Florida. He says he's running to save America.
I'm running on a plan to save America. We're going to save America. We have no choice. It's the greatest there is. We love it, and we're going to save it. We have no choice. And it's going to be saving it from the incredible destruction that's been caused by crooked Joe Biden and Kamala.
Tonight, Trump is heading to a rally in Allentown in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been released from prison after serving a four-month sentence.
He was held for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6, 2021. Bannon later resumed his podcast, saying he was focused on helping Trump win back the presidency. A jury convicted Bannon in 2022 of refusing to sit for a deposition with the January 6th House Committee and refusing to provide documents related to his involvement in Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 loss to President Joe Biden. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the presidential ballot in two battleground states. The justices did not elaborate in two brief orders rejecting the push Tuesday. There were no noted dissents. Kennedy wanted to get off the ballot in Wisconsin and Michigan after dropping his independent bid and endorsing Republican Donald Trump in the tight contest, where third-party candidates could be a key factor. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 154 points. The Nasdaq rose 145. The S&P advanced 9. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Indiana.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that was barred from handing out pro-life flyers and had its official status taken away. ADF lawyer Matthew Hoffman says, quote, while other student groups at the school are allowed to express messages that are important to them, this club was specifically punished because of the messages on the flyers. We are urging the court to recognize the free speech rights of all students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts that people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. This is SRN News. Israelis see much at stake in the U.S. elections. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
With the presidential election a week away, Israelis and their American supporters are watching closely to see whether the U.S.-Israel bond will become a casualty of the war it's fighting against Iran and its terror proxies. Polling of Israeli citizens shows as many as 66% of Israelis favoring former President Trump. While they are ineligible to vote, as many as 200,000 of their neighbors who are U.S. citizens are. Traditionally, the American Jewish community delivers for the Democratic candidate by as much as a 70-30 split, while Israel-based expats reverse those numbers. New polling in the U.S. this week shows the Democrats down about 8% over previous years. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.